think he did when he packed it up and brought it back to the crib. Just a little something, show you how we live. Everything I wanted, man, it seems so serious. That's that shit. So if you gon' do it, do it just like this.
And welcome back to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is Entry Level Hipster Garbage with Season 2. This is Zane and Owen speaking.
Welcome back. Yeah, we just started you off with Sponculus Nodge by Disappointment Island, followed by Nautilus Sponculus Nodge, band is TTNG, album is Disappointment Island, followed by Covet with their song Nautilus off of their EP Currents. Much better. Okay, sorry. It's Monday. I'm tired. Had Owen's mic off for about 45 seconds.
We're on. We're good.
Here we are.
Are we listening to Carissa right now?
Yeah, we got to run in the background, but it's not on the. It's not officially listed, so
it's not making the playlist.
Keep it hush hush. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. Just kind of winding down here.
So I have a question for you.
Okay.
Is Sponculus Nodge the best song name that we've played on our show? So
I really, it actually really rolls off the tongue. I'm very excited to get to say Sponculus Nodge in this microphone.
Yeah. Shout out to Podolsky, Dr. Podolsky, for the
who I'm sure is diligently tuned in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I got nothing to say.
No, yeah. Let's just keep playing music.
All right, cool. Yeah. We'll see you guys later.
You want me to get it or you want to get it?
You can pick it up.
All right, let's do it.
Thank you. disillusioned. I go on describing this place and the way it feels to live and die. The natural world and whatever else it's called. Drive in and out of town, seeing no edge, breathing sky, and it's hard to describe without seeming absurd. I know there's no other world, mountains and websites. Thank you. it's always sunny. Mixed between your mattress and sheets.
You can't make everybody happy all of the time. But I found myself in a place that I've never been, a place that I thought that I would never be. There's people looking back at me. I keep having this dream. I'm at a party, there's people throwing drinks and screaming, telling me that I don't belong. Lately life's been the same, I find this comfortable place with all my friends, and then my friends start telling me that I've always been wrong.
I'm so tired of being wrong.
The time I could breathe, the crowded spaces filled with angry faces, it didn't once cross my mind. With paranoia in my heels, will you love me still? When we awaken, you find that the sanity is gone from my eyes. So worried about what I'm gonna think. Baby, I'm worried too. But if love is a game, girl, then you're gonna win. I'll spend the rest of my life bringing victory in, if you want me to.
And welcome back to Entry Level Hipster Garbage on 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. Zane, what did we just listen to?
You guys just heard Bay Faction with Jasper Wildlife Association, followed by Mount Erie, one of our favorites with Through the Trees Part 2. Then was Radiohead, first time playing Radiohead on the show, big milestone.
Yeah. A show called Entry Level Hipster Garbage, and you know, 20 weeks in,
it's really first time we played radio. It's really upsetting that it took this long, but here we are at last. After that was Pete Yorn with Life on a Chain, followed by Perspective, A Lovely Hand to Hold, with their song Pepe Silvia. Got great song names coming out. These are all Owen's picks today. Then the Avid Brothers with Paranoia in B Major, another pretty good title.
But yeah, so musically, kind of an exciting weekend at Tufts, as you probably know. Spring Fling on Saturday.
This Saturday. Yeah, this coming Saturday.
The lineup is... Oh, so a little bit of drama was our boy T-Pain was headlining and recently just dropped out for...
Apparently he figured out it was his son's birthday. That's the reason they gave us.
But people did research and was like, oh, like his son's birthday is like 2 weeks away and like... Like, he's performing at another college, like, 3 days after, like, what Spring Fling would have been, blah, 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 so.
Is T-Pain just the worst? Like,
I just think he doesn't want to come to Tufts, to be honest with you.
Like, do I need to show him my Why Tufts essay? Like, let T-Pain know what's so great about?
email T-Pain. We're your biggest fans. So, replacing T-Pain is pretty surprisingly famous Metro Boomin. Like for like an emergency hire, like people.
Well,
were...
It's more interesting that when you consider Metro Boomin and Aminé, both of them are probably at the heights of their careers.
They're
right
probably
now.
Pretty in demand. Yeah.
Well, yeah, they're like they're never going to be more popular. Like Aminé is probably never going to have another song.
He one hit wonder. Like, yeah, textbook.
Realistically, it was probably like 6 months ago when the song was at peak popularity when he was like most in demand. But like it's all like. This is kind of, if there's a time to book Metro Boomin.
now would be that time.
Yeah, seize the day.
I mean, I gave Zane my take earlier, but just like there is a risk of T-Pain just not doing a good performance. But like with Metro Boomin, it's literally like he's going to hook up his laptop to some speakers and hit play and it's going to be awesome. Like it's going
to
be.
He just needs to do Father Stretch My Hands and the 21 Savage song and the Future song. Like, and I'll just lose my mind.
And every Future song.
Yeah. It's like I'm seeing three concerts at once, really, but it's also kind of like someone's just plugging in their phone into the aux. Like,
I have no qualms about it. Like, I have no issues with that.
It's free. I don't know.
Yeah, it's free. It's fun. Yeah.
You get to see. But he's not the headliner.
No,
Tinashe is the headliner. Tinashe,
yeah. Who I don't know a single song by.
She's gorgeous, if that influences your opinion.
Okay, I'll see you front row.
Yeah. Yeah. But, no, I have a friend at home who's like a huge Tinashe fan. shout out to Charlie if you're listening.
Oh, is it Charlie Moore outdoors?
Yeah, it's Charlie Moore outdoors.
Oh my god.
But he's,
I go way back with that kid.
Let's just say we have a history. But he's a big Tinashe fan. He was always, when I told him that Tinashe was coming to Spring Fling, he was pretty hype. Pretty jealous. Too bad he's gonna be out in Wisconsin so he can't join us. But I don't know. I'm mostly indifferent about all the artists. Like it's the kind of thing where I don't really care about the music because it's gonna be like I'm with hanging out with my friends.
Yeah,
it's like a freshman rite of passage or whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
But I don't know. It would be cool if at some point in the 4 years they got an artist that I would like really like to see.
Yeah.
That I would see on like my own dollar.
I know. You talk to people that like talk about like the awesome artists they had in their past and like the go-to one is like Childish Gambino.
And Drake.
And Drake, like, yeah.
But like I wouldn't be too hyped to see.
I wouldn't be that hyped to see Childish Gambino, no.
Yeah.
I've had a long history of not liking Childish Gambino.
We could go into this.
We can go into that later.
But, I don't know. I mean, I guess it would be cool to see, like, Drake just for, like, the cultural significance of him being, like...
For the culture.
Yeah.
Let's build.
Let's link. All right. We can get back to some tunes.
Yeah, we could be going.
You want me to hit him with one?
Yeah. Yeah, for
All
sure.
All right. Cool.
All right. Enjoy, folks.
Do me a favor and punch me right. So, Justin, I was playing that video game Forest Brigade, and it was pretty cool. I was running down this, like, digital path, and I met this digital frog, and he was all like... Then I went playing in this virtual stream where this water... It looked almost real. It was this whole electronic forest world. So what did you do?
Well, my parents took me to the forest. The real forest. Where I was running down this... Well, it was an actual path. Then I saw this real-life frog. It was all like, ribbit, and I saw an owl too. Then I played in this amazing stream with water around my ankles, like wet water. Then me and my sister and my parents sat around a campfire and told cool stories all night long.
Oh, that's pretty cool, too.
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Thank you. in shapes. I would wrestle with no one team, then laugh it off in the film. Another page, but now it's not.
All right, we are wrapping up here on Entry Level Garbage on WMFO 91.5 in Medford. It is April 24th. I believe our maybe second or third to last show.
Yeah, we'll be here next week
for
but
sure.
But we won't be here the week after that.
Okay.
Or
I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe we will.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
the
know.
Finals,
yeah.
Depending. But
if you think I've looked at my final schedule, you're wrong.
Yeah, like. Thank you. But yeah, just to run you through everything. Last time we talked was after Paranoia and B Major, I think. So then we had Mom Jeans with Hecubart Part 2, Electric Boogaloo from their split with Graduating Life. Then was Born Ruffians with their song Foxes Made for Life, which I had an interesting crash course in time signatures. And as I noticed it's in 10 the whole time, which is pretty wild, not something you see every day. Then was Snowing with their song So I Shotgunned a Beer and Went to Bed. I have nothing else to say about that. Then was Rat Boys with their song Not Again off of their split. And then lastly, one of our regulars for finishing the show, Sufjan Stevens.
Friend of the program.
Oh, yeah. Friend of the program. from the album Illinois. Song Man of Metropolis Steals Our Hearts.
Yeah, you're welcome for these song titles. These are incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. We were just thinking we need to have a show sometime. Maybe that'll be our last show of the year where we just do all songs based off of our favorite titles.
Yeah. It's probably not going to be a lot of good music, but it'll be funny music.
I can think of some good songs. It's going to be a lot of Mom Jeans in there.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right.
All right.
That's it for us.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys next
Thanks
week.
Thanks for tuning in. Go Celtics.